everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, the Moist Line is tomorrow during this hour, so one of your last warnings to give us your messages. Use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, to deliver a message that way. Call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Well, yesterday there was a press conference at the district attorney's office in Riverside, and it was the Riverside district attorney, Mike Hestron, and the Riverside County Sheriff, Chad Bianco. They were joined by the Riverside City Police Chief, Larry Gonzalez, and the DA from Tulare County, Tim Ward, to talk about one particular criminal, but to point out that this particular criminal is indicative of California's lax criminal justice, which we have watched now for the better part of 10 years. On the decline due to legislation mostly coming out of Sacramento, sometimes out of the ballot box, such as Prop 47, to make sure that our jails and prisons are fairly empty. That's really where all this is going to.
It's the case of Timothy Bethel, and he committed crimes in both counties, and Tulare and Riverside. And a just quick rundown of what he's done with his life. He's only 31 years old. He was sentenced to 5 years plus in state prison, pleaded guilty to 17 felony counts, theft, burglary, vandalism, nine businesses he went after in Visalia. But listen to his record. Bethel was convicted of a felony drug offense in 2014 in Fresno County. He then pleaded guilty to 14 felonies, vandalizing and stealing from seven Visalia businesses in 2021. He was released to a recovery program, but he never showed up. Yeah. Then he's charged with another burglary, sentenced to another year in jail, a year in mandatory supervision. Then he pleaded guilty to six more felonies and got sentenced to three more years. But instead of going to prison, he was released because of jail overcrowding. Hey, we can go on and on. You get the idea.
Yep. AB 109 is a part of this. That was passed in 2011 when Jerry Brown was governor. And this is another idea to help the overcrowding, as they called it, in the state prisons. AB 109, as we've told you many times, originally was a prison building bill. It was supposed to build more prisons. Instead, they gutted it and turned it into this thing, which basically decided that, oh, well, you know, if you're a state inmate and you're released on probation, a parole, and you commit an offense, they'll take care of you on the county level. Don't kick them back to state prison. And, of course, a lot of the county jails, local jails, are so overcrowded, that doesn't result in much time. So these guys just bounce around, in and out they go. Let's get the sheriff on and talk more details about this.
Sheriff Chad Bianco, welcome. How are you?
Thank you, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you were quite blunt yesterday at the press conference. Share your thoughts with our listeners.
Yeah, I was blunt. And I will remain blunt until something changes. And it's Mike Kestrin, our DA, was very, very clear yesterday that about our frustration. And we were at the point where it's just over the top ridiculous. There's nothing we can do anymore. We're not getting any help. We're actually getting kickback and roadblocks and steel doors placed in our way by our legislators. And this case was a great example of a multiple county offender. However, this is not an abnormal example. This is every single day we are having more and more and more and more repeat offenders coming across our deputies, our police officers, being sent to our DAs, being sent to our jails. And then the reality of our jail systems is we have to release them because we are full. And we are full because that was the way a worthless governors, two of them, the last one and this one, decided they were going to fix the prison population. Let's just give them to the counties and make the counties deal with it. And then we'll close the prisons when we empty them. It just makes absolutely no sense. Change the laws to where there are not things that used to be crimes are no longer crimes. And then we'll lie to the general public and we'll tell them, look how crime's going down. Now, you guys know that crime is not going down.
No, but what you said,
they rigged it.
They
changed
the laws so a crime is not a crime. And then they claim crime is going down. And then you look and you see, like in San Francisco, you've got Walgreens closing and Whole Foods closing. There's Walmart's closing in Chicago, I just read today. And it's all the same thing. That crimes aren't prosecuted. And it's a relatively small number of people who commit a lot of crime.
It is. And the repeat offenders, historically, I'm going to promise you it doesn't happen unless it's like a murder or, a horrible rape or, you know, something like that, or major crimes. No one goes to prison the first time they commit a felony. It doesn't happen. It has never happened in history. Prison is for the repeat offenders that just don't learn lessons, and we have to put them there. And now we don't do that anymore. Repeat offenders get let out as soon as they get arrested, and guess what they do? They repeat. This idea, this little rainbow and unicorn fantasy land that our current majority of our legislators and our governor is non-existent. It's a fantasy land, and these repeat offenders are laughing every single day as they just victimize our businesses and our residents.
Do you think maybe it's even worse than that, that there's some actual malice going on here, that they want to destabilize and ruin the state? Because I'm really starting to wonder.
I'm going to answer that because you brought it up, and I don't want people thinking I'm a conspiracy theorist. But what I am is a realist, and I try and employ a lot of reason and common sense into my decisions and the things that I do. And when you look at this entire situation, there is absolutely no logical or reason or excuse for this to be happening and for them to be doing this unless they are doing it on purpose. And they want the destabilization. They want to blame me for it. They want to blame our police departments for it. And they want to say that we can't handle our job. There's too many criminals. Crime is running rampant. And oh, look, I'm our wonderful slick-haired governor. I'm going to come in and fix it for you. They create the problem, and then they come up with a government solution that they're going to fix the problem. And they hope that we're not smart enough to figure it out along the way. And that's why we're frustrated. And I can promise you this, I'm not, I mean, some may say I was never quiet, but I'm certainly not going to be quiet anymore because our state's being destroyed.
What does it take to wake up the voting public? I just don't understand the reaction. California has changed so much just in the last 10 years. It seems like the voting public is inert. They're not responding to anything.
It does. And there's, you know, something I've always said is we good people, they live in a little bubble and they go to work every day and they come home every day and they worry about their kids going to school and they help their kids at night and they send their kids to school and they go to work the next day and they don't want problems. They don't want trouble. So as long as it doesn't come to their front door, they're happy. The problem with right now, and you may even call it a good thing right now, is it's coming to everyone's front door. And people are having to realize now that we have a major problem and how are we going to fix it? And if we can get enough people saying that your apathy, the things that you have failed to do over the last 30 years for voting the right people in have caused this problem. So now you're going to have to get us out. So you're going to have to vote for the right people. You're going to actually vote if you don't vote. And I do believe that because of the outcry that we're hearing now from residents that are fed up, I think we're getting to that point where they are fed up and they are going to try and do something about it. But here's one of the things. Now, they're certainly not you guys, but our mainstream media has a major role in this, and they're somewhat culpable in this because it's not rocket science. They should have figured this out a long time ago, and they should have called them on this a long time ago. And until people start seeing it in the newspapers and on TV and the news stations, the regular news stations, I don't know if we can reach enough people.
The television stations here in L.A. cover a crime, if it's spectacular enough, after it happens to show you the gore. They don't ever explain that the suspect has already committed 17 other crimes and has been cycled through the system over and over again, and he's got a long list of felonies. They never, ever get into that. Most people get their news from television, and television never reports this.
You're absolutely right, and I think as soon as this starts happening, I think we're going to see it. We're going to see it change, and I think it's really going to snowball. Society is about pendulums. We know that. We always talk about that. And I believe the pendulum reached its apex a little while ago, and it's starting to come back down. And I just hope it's a quick swing back because it's crazy now. It's not even funny, and it's even to the point Mike and I were talking about this after the press conference yesterday. The looks that we got from the reporters that were there and from the cameramen were there. It's like they almost don't even believe us. This is so outlandish. Just it's like that is so incredible what you're saying. It's almost not believable.
What part of that? You mean like Bethel's record, or the
yes. And that this is happening all of the time. This is happening all over. This is not an isolated incident. This is what we're dealing with day after day after day after day. Yeah. This wasn't sensationalism. This was complete frustration between the two DAs and then finding out that we had to release him from our custody because of overcrowding, because we have too many state prison inmates in our jail system, and we don't have enough capacity.
Okay,
should
Chad,
we build more jails? Of course.
Yeah, Chad, we got to go. Thank you for coming on. We'll talk again.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. Your chance for money coming up next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, I mean, this is important. We just were talking to the Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, one of the few remaining public officials in the state of California, certainly here in Southern California, that speaks common sense when it comes to public safety. And we have watched this now for 12 years. It all started when Jerry Brown was governor, and a federal judge got involved and said, oh, state prisons are too crowded. This is really where it started. State prisons are too crowded. You got to do something.
They could have
said. So they actually drafted a bill to build more prisons, which is what we advocated. Just build more prisons. Common sense. Right? There's no magic number of prisoners we have to have, and there's no maximum number. Just deal with it. Crime goes up and crime goes down. build more capacity. The judge says that there's too many people in the prisons.
Crime?
But they would not do that.
Okay.
They did not do that. Instead, they came up with this convoluted idea to make sure that inmates were not returned to the state prisons. They're handed over to the counties to deal with if they commit any more crimes again, unless it's really, really, really serious. And then the county prisons, as we heard from the sheriff, the jails are way too overcrowded already, right. So they kick them after a day or two. So these guys are just cycling in and out.
Right. And they know all this, right? All the politicians that have voted for this. Now, this story's been going on for, what, about 14 years? I think 14 years since they refused to build another prison, and the case was going through court as to whether there's too many prisoners. So for 14 years, and they've seen all the degradation in society. They've seen that all their ideas didn't work. They made it complicated so nobody normal could even follow the story. Well, what do you mean they closed the state prisons, but they're kicked to the county prisons, and then you go on probation, but if you break your parole, you go back for 10 days, then you're out again. And it's nobody pays attention to all that. They don't understand it.
And
then,
So
I'll go back to my other point. They know by now everything's not working. They can talk till they drop dead about whatever wacky theories they've come up with, which I think are all cover stories. I don't think they believe any of these theories. I think this is what they wanted to do. I really do. And I think there's certain financiers of these candidates, and that's what they want to do. And it's about ruining our life. And they've succeeded because it's what Chad Bianco said. If you take the premise that they wanted to do this on purpose, then suddenly everything makes sense. Because nothing makes sense about doing this. Nothing. Every single act, every chapter in the story now, for 14 years makes no sense. Nobody sane would do this.
Well, I'm only halfway with you. I'm a holdout that they still believe that America is racist. Its criminal justice system is racist. It punishes people of color way too much. So that's why we have to cut down on imprisoning people.
So that's
why we have to cut down on imprisoning
people.
Let's move in that direction.
So that's why people of color have to suffer as most of the victims?
Yeah, they're the victims, right? Yeah, they don't care about that side of it.
They're more concerned
about the criminal side of it.
That's interesting.
Lives are ruined because criminals are thrown in prisons.
Yes, but again, the logic breaks down. Because
I didn't say there was logic, but I said that's where they're coming
from. So do they have no logic? Or is this all a grand cover story? Because the logic tells you that the vast majority of the victims are people of color. They are the ones.
Except the end game of your theory also is illogical, that they want the whole world to go into chaos and it's a bunch of bloodshed and we all die.
Huh?
That doesn't make any logic either.
But that's what's happening, though. They want to destroy the system. They don't think America's legitimate. They don't think we should be here. Capitalism is evil. We are racist.
Oh, no, I agree with that. That is where a lot of this comes from.
Oh, okay. So the way to get rid of, because we're a very strong nation.
Well, unless you're saying tear it down and start again. Is that what you're saying they want to
do? Yes, with them in control, with them dictating. And they're doing it in so many ways. They're dictating, for example, what kind of cars we're going to drive. They're going to be dictating when we could plug in and use the electric grid, right? Oh, you can only do it between 4 and 9 o'clock. Right. Stuff like that. There's a lot of control. Oh, your kids can't go to school this year because we decided there's a fake health emergency. There is so much insidious control. So I think what Chad was saying is, they're going to burn it all down and then build it back up under their terms after we're all left helpless
and scared.
Which
is government control because they believe that the capitalist system and individuals left to their own devices, it's not good.
And the dry run was the whole COVID panic. We were left helpless and scared in California. And the reason Newsom hates DeSantis is DeSantis proved that theory wrong. So now DeSantis has a thriving state that has thousands of people moving in every day. And Newsom has a state that is shrinking, is getting poorer, is getting less populated, with less tax revenue coming in. So his system failed coming out of COVID. And that was the ultimate test. How much can the government control? How much can the government dictate to you? You can't play tennis. You can't walk on the beach. You can't go eat outdoors. People went along with this here in California because they were afraid. Now it looks foolish. It looks laughable. People in Florida and other states, they didn't do any of it. The party continued. They were right. We were wrong. But it was a dry run for the control. And to control, they have to scare you. And like COVID scared everybody, the crime is scaring everybody.
Well, people have not gotten angry enough to make any change to that. They're going along with it in the state of California, electing these people, yeah, keeping everything in place.
They never did during COVID either.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, cybersecurity solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 to 4 o'clock every day. After 4 o'clock, you can hear the same show on the podcast, John and Ken on demand on the iHeart app.
That is a lot. I mean, we're down to the last half hour here, but if you missed the first 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
2.5, really. You should definitely pick it up on demand.
A lot of A-list stories today that you should definitely listen to later on if you missed it.
Yeah, we're still going to try to find out more about the man that they have arrested for stabbing the tech guy, Bob Lee, to death in San Francisco. Not unexpected, because we heard some hints dropped that this was not a random encounter. They supposedly knew Bob Lee, but we have no details yet about the relationship between them, business relationship or friendship that went awry, or what, we don't know. But we're going to find that out in the next couple of days, and we'll be looking into that story.
I'd love to know what they were arguing about, and if it was fueled by some crazy drug.
Or alcohol.
Yeah.
When I think of tech people, yeah, I guess that's kind of old-fashioned to say alcohol. Maybe drugs is more common now, but...
Yeah, like they were both coked up or something. I mean, I don't know, but the behavior for people of that age, right? They're in, I think, one is 38 and Bob Lee was 43. And Bob Lee's got two little girls.
Daughters, yeah.
That age, they both had a lot of money. They both hit it big in tech. That is strange.
Or maybe there was a business relationship and maybe one of them not doing too well and had an argument over it. I don't know. Well, we'll wait for that story to come out. We've been talking about, of course, crime in California and our horrific collapsing criminal justice system. Well, a lot of it came home to roost today. Did you hear? They had to clear out the Capitol in Sacramento. Evacuation. Why? A gunman. There was a man they were looking for, a guy from Hayward, who was involved in two non-injury shootings on Wednesday night. His name is Jackson Pinney of Hayward, age 30, and he had threatened to come to the Capitol and shoot people. They called it credible because he'd already carried out some shootings in Roseville and Citrus Heights.
Sure, did a test run. So
they decided to evacuate the Capitol, and people that weren't there yet were told to stay home, work from home. He's considered at large, armed, and dangerous.
I wonder what his criminal record is.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. Is this somebody that should not be loose? Exactly. I don't have that information in the article. They're still looking for him, identifying his vehicle.
Is that what it's going to take? Is the legislators get terrorized by some guy that they've allowed to spin through the system a dozen times?
But wouldn't that be justice, right?
Yeah.
On that level, right?
Yeah. Cosmic karmic justice.
Now we'll play this for you. Speaking of our beloved governor, and I guess we're going to hear about our vice president, too. Tucker Carlson, Fox News, last night had who else on the show but the Trumpster. And the subject eventually came around to Gavin Newsom and California politicians, and here's what happened.
So if he doesn't run, if he's taken out by his own party, or who knows what happens, but doesn't seem like he's capable of running again, who does run?
Well, obviously the one that they would talk about would be the vice president, Kamala. That would be the one that they talk about. But I don't think she's performed well on the big stage. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. But there are a certain group of people that will go crazy if it's not her. They're going to go very, they're going to be very angry if it's not her. That's a problem. You have a very ambitious guy in California, but he's done a terrible job with the state. I used to get along great with him, you know, when I was president. I had along, you know, got along really good, Gavin.
Well, but you got along with Gavin Newsom?
I did. I really did. He was always very nice to me. He said the greatest things. He would say things like, he's doing a great job. Oh, he was very
about
nice.
You?
About me. That's why I could never hit him, because he was so nice to me. He's just laying in wait, right? But I could, you know, he was very nice to me. And relatively speaking, some of them weren't. We did a good job for the governors. But they talk about him. They talk about some others. I just don't see Biden doing it from a physical or a mental standpoint.
Yes.
I don't see it. But it's been a crazy period of time in the world of politics. But he's surrounded by people. You know, they expected Bernie to win. Now, Bernie's older than Biden, you know, whether you like him or not. He's sharp. I watched him being interviewed the other day. He's 100% sharp. He hasn't lost much, if anything. Bernie Sanders. But, you know, he's older. So it's not an age thing.
Yeah, so people were shocked. But I remember Trump came here a couple times, I think after the fires. They did look kind of oddly buddy-ish.
Well,
I think
Newsom needed a lot of money from Trump. He needed a lot of federal support.
Oh, that's true, he did, right.
For all the disasters, right? They had to get, like, COVID money. And so somebody told Newsom, and it's true, that if you flatter Trump, he'll do what you want. So Newsom smartly flattered Trump, and Trump gave him whatever he needed for all the disasters.
Right.
That's the story. Now, some of the right-wing media, no, let me rephrase that. Some of the side of the Republican Party, there are certain media outlets and certain activists who hate Trump, and they're Republicans, right? They're the never-Trumpers.
Oh, I see.
So they were pushing an edited clip that said, oh, Gavin was nice to me. That's why I could never hit him. Okay. Saying, see, we need DeSantis. DeSantis will go to war against Newsom. Trump won't. Well, they took it out of this truly took it out of context. What he was saying was, yeah, I didn't hit him at the time because he was nice to me. And so we worked together. But if you listen to the clip at the beginning, he says he's done a terrible job for the state.
Right, the whole context.
But
right.
Trump will destroy everyone, including his own family members, to win. So that there's a lot of things to worry about with Trump. I'm not worried he would go light on Gavin Newsom if they ended up facing each other.
All right, well, that was playing. I did find a little more information on this shooter that led to the state capitol in Sacramento being evacuated, Jackson Pinney.
Yeah.
He has a criminal record dating back nearly a decade in Alameda County. An array of misdemeanors and felonies from 2010 through May of 2022. In April of last year, he was arrested by the Ceres Police Department for causing a disturbance in two retail stores. He appeared to be on drugs. He got into a verbal altercation with people. He was arrested for shoplifting at a Togo sandwich place. Oh, yeah, this is one of these people.
Yeah.
It looks like a drugging and a thief and violent, too.
Almost came home to roost.
And now he apparently was shooting at cars and stuff today. Yeah. So
so they had to evacuate.
They had to evacuate the Capitol because apparently he threatened to come there and cause some damage.
They created the guy.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd shoot the Capitol. Those people are your friend.
Yeah.
They're passing bills to make it easier for you to stay free.
They've allowed you to commit all these crimes.
Really? Don't take it out on them.
They're your accomplices.
They're your buddies. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
It's time for Dodger baseball. Tomorrow, the Dodgers take on the Cubs at Dodger Stadium. First pitch at 7 o'clock. Listen to the game in HD on the free iHeartRadio app live from the Galpin Motors broadcast booth. Keyword AM 570, LA Sports. It's the John and Ken Show here, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on that iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, that app can be used to leave us a message for the Moist Line. Please do that if you'd like to. Use the microphone icon. We're collecting messages for tomorrow. Still doing it. Tomorrow during this hour, we play the Moist Line calls. The toll-free number is there, though, too, if you want to do it by old-fashioned phone call. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. One quick headline. The bribery trial of a Los Angeles deputy mayor, Raymond Chan, he served under Eric Yoga Pants Garcetti, has been declared a mistrial. And it's not like, you know, the headline reads, people think, oh no, what happened? The prosecution screwed up. No, Chan's lawyer is Harlan Braun, and he can't continue. He's gotten very ill. He's 80 years old, a well-known criminal defense attorney. Says here he spent more than 2 years preparing for this trial, but he's had some severe medical problems. So Chan has to get a new attorney, and the judge agreed to give him 11 days to do that, but they're going to have to start over.
Yeah.
Now, one of the other stories... you probably didn't wonder about this, but the war between Russia and Ukraine. You're aware of that, John? That's right. You built a bunker.
I know. I am living with the consequences of this war in my bunker.
I know. You're keeping it outfitted. It's up to date. I mean, it's been over a year now.
Well, actually, I was thinking about this yesterday. I've got to go down there and look at the water. I don't know how long water lasts before it expires.
There is expiration.
There is expiration dates. They're hard
but
to
I
read.
But I don't, off the top of my head, I don't know. But when I buy those packs of water at like Costco, there is a date on them.
And if it's because there is
pallets. That's what they're called, pallets.
Because you know what it does? It absorbs the taste of the plastic. I've noticed.
That's correct. It leaches is the word.
Leaches.
And you know what,
yes.
What's bad? And I did this once because you know I'm kind of crazy too. And I had like a little earthquake kit in the trunk of my car in case I got stranded on the road during a major earthquake. I'm like Deborah Mark right now. And I had water back there in one of those plastic containers. And I did read, the plastic can leach into the water and that's not healthy.
Chemicals. You'd be drinking.
You're good for another year, John.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's about 2 years.
Oh, good. Right, there you go. See?
I thought I was going to have to start. Well, I probably should, in a few months, cycle them upstairs and use them up normally. Bring new
ones. You may not have thought about this, but if you are Ukrainian and Russian and you're not a soldier involved directly in this war, you might want to get away for a while. And one of the places that apparently people, particularly Russians, have been going to sort of escape the war, obviously Russia's not being attacked directly very much, but it still can be stressful. They're going to Bali. And Bali, of course, is sort of
Indonesia.
A paradise, right, for people who enjoy the water, the beach.
The island chain in the South Pacific.
Well, they've had enough. Apparently, they are getting an incredible amount of rowdy tourists who are causing all sorts of problems in that nation. It's not just Russians and Ukrainians. People still come from places like Australia, but they're doing an ad campaign asking people to behave more respectfully. They have banned, or they're proposing banning visitors from renting motorbikes to curb reckless driving. Mm. Like, a lot of drinking is what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
They deported a Russian man who posted a widely circulated photo to social media that showed him with his pants around his ankles atop Mount Agung, which is a sacred site for Hindus. Oh, see?
Oh, that's offensive.
That is offensive.
That's a Russian for you.
Yeah. So he got deported. He pulled down his pants and stood on top of a sacred site.
Mount Agung.
Another Russian man was deported for working as a photographer in violation of his residence permit. Boy, they're tough on people who violate.
This is what we ought to be doing.
Yeah, no, this country's getting close to that.
Instead, we give them $50,000 worth of benefits.
Yeah, when you're an island nation, you can be tougher on immigration. But 22,104 Russian visitors came this January, a total second only to Australia, which had 91,000 people go there. But it's not that far to go from Australia to Bali.
Well, one of the tourists said, you know, if I wanted to hang out with drunken Australians, I'd stay at home. This was an Australian woman named Shannon.
There were an increase in traffic accidents, reckless driving, fights.
Australian guys are nuts.
Topless driving and indecent exposure.
Wow, there you go. book your trip to Bali.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, Americans must look stupid in some of these countries.
Americans mostly, but yeah.
But there's some Americans that come, and you see them. When we've traveled, we've seen Americans and just so many fat guys in bad fitting t-shirts and shorts and backward baseball caps and weird facial hair. And they're loud and boorish. Like, oh man.
This is beyond spring break. You're seeing these are older guys.
Oh yeah, older guys. These are vacationers.
Oh,
you could see Americans a mile away. They're the most shabbily dressed slobs of any nation. Like Italian men dress entirely differently than American men.
Oh, they do.
Much better.
It is. And one thing I noticed when I was in Europe in countries like Italy, much thinner too.
Much thinner. Yes. Oh yeah. Like 100% of the fat people you'll see walking the streets of Rome are American.
They don't eat all the processed foods that Americans eat. We are really big because of all the mass advertising and sales and buy all this and you can save. We're really into that in this country. Other countries don't. They sometimes still buy fresh vegetables and fruits and they buy fresh food and fresh meat.
Spend all day stuffing our guts.
Yeah, really.
Conway's here.
Hey now. Alex Stone's coming on with us. I heard you guys talk to him earlier about the San Francisco killing of Bob Lee. We'll get to the bottom of that. Blake Trolley's coming on with us. The Metro riders are concerned for their safety. I don't know why. Seems like a fairly safe place to have. Oh, no, wait. Three stabbings in a week.
Some guy got stabbed in the back of the head.
Yeah. That's
tough.
That's tough on a train, right? Because the guy's got to be, I don't know, like, where the window is.
Where are you going to go?
We also have the Fort Lauderdale Airport shuts down after major, major flooding is hitting Florida. If you've been taking a look at that.
I heard that story, yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
Rivers of water.
Yeah, I mean, Florida's going underwater. The highest part of Florida, I think, is 32 feet above sea level.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think there's a mountain range.
It's going to be like Venice.
Yeah, that's right.
Venice.
It's going to be wiped out.
Wow. I like the fake statistics you throw. Yeah.
He's good at that.
Look, I think you can look it up. I bet it's less than 50 feet. Don't you think?
I don't know.
Above sea level? I don't know.
Most of the state is low.
Yes. Yeah, very low. Yeah.
It's swampy.
Climate change is going to end Florida, right? Isn't that the theory?
I don't think, I'm not there on climate change yet, but I guess some people have to say they are on the air.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I'm not there yet. When my apartment floods, then I'll be there.
When Burbank gets flooded, I'll call you.
Burbank's 200 degrees.
Conway's next.
That's right.
Ding dong.
You're more than halfway there.
That's right.
Mark Ronner is
global warming. Here we
go. KFI AM 640.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.